Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. You can check us out not only on ESPN Radio Series XM Channel 80, but now on ESPNU and the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. You listen to us live. Take us with you. Presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's the Dr. Pepper call-in line.
Got him bucked.
So, Key, you were smiling about something.
I was listening to the rejoin when we were coming in just now, and it's so funny. It made me think of something from yesterday. And so yesterday I got into the Lyft, right? So I called Lyft from the hotel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get my nails done. Yeah. You know, my nails yesterday.
You get them buffed? You get them buffed.
Everything, yeah. So yesterday, you see them?
You get the clear point?
No, I just buff them.
Okay.
So yesterday, I was looking at my nails. It looked like I was digging in dirt. You know, it was just cracked all the cuticles, the whole deal. I said, I gotta go get my damn nails done. So I call, the Lyft comes. And you'll love this, Max and Jay, because y'all New York people. So I get in the Lyft, got my glasses on, you know. And when I get in, so I look at the app and I see who's driving. I'm like, this dude look like a New Yorker. Got the earring in his ear when I look at the picture. So I get in, it's a New Yorker. I jump in. He's listening to Bart and Han on 98.7. So I'm here. So I put my head down so he really couldn't get a real visual of me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you like sports talk radio. Oh, that's cool. That's what's up. And he looked for a minute. And I still got my head down, but I could see him. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good show. Who else you listen to? I said, what are those guys in the morning? Those the
Three Stooges.
The basketball player and then the other dude, the white guy. Yeah, Max and Jay. Yeah, the basketball, Jay Will, whatever, and the Keyshawn guy. What do you think about them? And the dude look in the mirror. He goes, look. I say, yeah. But he heard my voice. You know, he heard my, and it was the funniest thing ever because I was trying to hide because I wanted to hear him talk about us and tell us how bad we are.
Right. I hate those guys. Never shut up.
Yeah. No, I was getting ready to go in it. I was like, oh, I hate them. They the worst. Just to hear about it. But it was the funniest thing ever driving to get those nails puffed.
Mm. Mm. Toes too?
Always.
Yeah. When you live in L.A., you get pedicures because toes are out. I haven't gotten a pedicure.
Don't take your shoes off.
In probably
right
seven, 8 years.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Well, Max always crosses his feet, so it makes me wonder what's going
Jay,
on.
You were
there
sitting here doing this yesterday.
That was one time. That was one time. You guys made me tight. You put me in the corner yesterday, and I didn't like it. Don't show your feet to people on. They can't see it on the
radio.
See.
Just got a pedicure.
Don't
let's
zoom
see
in.
I can't see. Oh, yeah, very shiny. So you get them. See, I don't get them. You got the polish put on them and everything.
Oh, man. Well, you got Shaq feet, man.
Boy, you out your deal.
What size shoe do you wear? What size shoe is that?
13.
Oh, that's normal. That's normal for us.
13? How are you going to be 6'5"? I wear 13.
Jay, let's not get into sizes of things, okay? Let's just leave that alone.
At your height, that's a very, very large shoe, Jay.
Yeah, 6'2". Bing bong. I feel sorry though because I'm large and my feet and all the things. Mm-hmm. I feel sorry for the people got to work on me.
They got really
the women.
Good.
Yeah.
They got
it's extra work.
Man,
you got those meaty feet. You got to like.
Yeah, three at a time. Yeah.
I was looking at her yesterday. She was working.
I was like, come over here. I need help.
I was like, but I like it.
All right.
Because it got me right.
Why you guys got all these? Your name's Brenda and Tony. Real name? Come on, man.
Listen. By the way, we're going to get into what Michael Irvin said about the Cowboys in 1 second. The Vikings and Saints are in London this weekend. Key, we were just talking about it in the last segment about how, like, because Tampa's got Hurricane Ian, what that means for the team, distractions, this and that. What do you think about the Saints now, given Jameis is back, having to fly to London to face a solid Vikings team?
I don't even think about flying to London with a bad back.
What's the spread?
I'm sure that doesn't feel good.
Right.
This situation in the NFC is completely turning, opens up a major opportunity for the Dallas Cowboys and Cooper Rush. When you think about Jameis being hurt, because I picked the Saints to go.
Yep.
A lot of it is nepotism, but a lot of it is also they have a really good team. But now you have a quarterback that's banged up, and then the other guys behind him is not very good either. I mean, we saw Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill play the position.
Like, he's no Cooper Rush.
No, he's no Cooper Rush at all. So, and then Minnesota, we saw them take care of business against Green Bay, and people like Jay was screaming that the Vikings was headed to the Super Bowl. And now, all of a sudden, we saw them against the Eagles, and Kirk Cousins, that looked like a different team.
The Vikings were your week one Dolphins. Where you are on the Dolphins now, that's where you were on the Vikings week one.
And nobody, you guys, once again, putting me in the corner.
But Jay, you do understand this show is, they have video, they have audio.
Yeah, I said if it's... This year, if you're the Vikings, it has to be your year. Considering everything happening in Green Bay, you have all the pieces. This has to be your year.
Well, they're the Vikings, and it's not their year. I guarantee you it's not their year.
Well, I mean, I'll take them with two in the hook. That's a spread.
Oh, in London?
In London, I'll take that.
I'm with you, Jay. I'm with you. I'm riding with Jay on that all day.
At least that's not a long flight. You know, it's not a
That's a long flight, but it's not Japan. It's not going to Japan or something, right?
Jay,
it's
still a long flight. I had to go to Japan and play.
Well, that's a longer flight. Yeah, but 8 hours.
Yeah, it's not. It is long. It is long, but it's easier. If try going 20 some hours if you a Jameis Winston with a bad back.
Yeah.
Sitting on the plane and you're not in first class. They don't get, you know, every seat is about like this. You get this movement, not the lady.
These are large people. Hey, listen, I've got to get to this Michael Irvin stuff, guys. Michael Irvin, I don't know if you've heard this rant yet, Key. Oh, you were sitting right next to him yesterday on First Take? Okay. Michael Irvin on First Take yesterday just did a Michael Irvin thing, and you don't want to miss it. So here it is.
I had faith in Russ. We trust. I said that this is true, and Russ delivered. Oh, my God. The Cowboys are 2-0 under Cooper Russ. The season is not over. It just started. I'm going to tell you this, too. I have been hurting because I have been having to tell the truth about how great Philadelphia look. And they do look great. And I said there is no chance. But with that finger licking, pass rush, we do got a chance. Now, we should talk about CeeDee Lamb. Did you know the number 8 stands for new beginning? That's why. That's why 88 is so special. God knows I needed so many new beginnings. And 88s can take a new beginning. The Bible talks about men like this. They call them mighty men of valor. You might mess up, but you will do everything you have to do to make your mess up right. And that's what CeeDee Lamb did last night. He did everything. You want to talk about a playmaker? That's a playmaker. He made the plays. And then the one-handed stab for the grab of the touchdown on the go-ahead. It's what playmakers do. It's what 88 do. I'm going to be quiet. Maybe I've over-talked and maybe I've overextended my welcome. I may not ever be back again, but I got in what I needed to get in. So I'm going to just woosah.
You talked for 11 minutes straight.
Oh, the playmaker.
That's beautiful.
Felt like I was at church listening to Michael Irvin yesterday.
He's a very lovable character, that Michael Irvin.
Oh, like, the playmaker,
it's
man.
It's infectious.
What'd he say, Jay? Lord knows.
Lord knows I needed help before.
Like, if you watch Michael Irvin, you're smiling the whole time, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The playmaker is, he was that dude. And if CeeDee Lamb can live up to the 88 standards, wearing that number, and Drew Pearson and Michael Irvin type, the Cowboys going to be holding us up. I mean, just being honest.
Look, I know it was very preacher-like, but the words he spoke, if you listen to him, he wasn't lying now.
No, I mean, they got a defensive front. You're
saying he needed new beginnings?
Oh, God, stop.
We all have Max
yeah,
here
for
and
sure.
there.
Of course, of course.
Man, the playmaker, when I was in college, that's all I knew was the playmaker. Ooh, that mink coat, them glasses. Oh. I was like, ooh, I got to get one of those.
He once showed up to say what's up to a building I lived in. And he looked like he was wearing he would look like he was wearing pajamas, and all the people in the building like wanting his autograph and stuff. He was in the neighborhood, so he stopped by. But like what he had on was everyone loves Michael Irvin, man.
Yeah,
everyone loves Michael Irvin.
Mike the playmaker was it.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Yeah.
In high school through college, I was gonna go to University of Miami because of the playmaker.
Sure.
So it's like, you know. And then when I had an opportunity to meet him for the first time. Oh,
he doesn't disappoint either.
No. And I met him for the first time in Arizona at the Super Bowl. The Cowboys played the Steelers. Now, you're supposed to be clearly at the hotel relaxing, not out partying with us. But something different.
There it was. All right, we're going to get the latest on Hurricane Ian, guys, by the way, and the impact it'll have on the Bucks and Chiefs game.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tom Brady came out of retirement for Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Julio Jones.
You know, it's concerning. We didn't have to have those guys to win this ball game. We just needed to play smarter.
And there is your dagger.
He had guys that he didn't come out of retirement to play with, and so the execution wasn't there, the consistency.
And you're not used to seeing Tampa Bay's offense look this way.
It's just, yeah, there's a lot to it, so.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're on ESPN. You now click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. By the way, if you want to listen to us live, scroll down to live radio, and we're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by the great Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire.
Max is like, I'm going to read this intro. Right. The beat is not going to affect me at all.
Know why? Yeah. It's out of the way now. See, it's done. I don't have to worry about it. It's gone. Took care of it. Okay. Mm. First Take, Her Take podcast, Kimberly Martin.
This all makes you want to get in your bag, don't it?
Yeah, although I got to tell you, we played so, like after listening to, what did we play from Mary to start about an hour ago? My mind's already shot. But it got that, like, you know, I want some more Mary, huh?
But you never really dance when the...
Nah.
Are you not a dancer?
Nah.
Because, like, typically what happens, like, in our community, when the music comes on, you start bouncing to the vibe.
I'll bop my head and stuff, but, you know, that's about it.
Know your role?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. This is...
Two-stepping?
This right here, like when you say, like, you're feeling it, like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mary is different.
Like,
yeah.
Makes Kimberly put her hands up in the air like she's
in church. I mean, like, church.
That's what I'm saying.
It's church.
No, this ain't church. I told you, Jay, the bill just got bigger.
Yeah. They ordered more alcohol.
Yeah, nothing to do with church.
They didn't order more alcohol on your bill.
All right, so, Kimberly.
Yes, babe.
Let's, you
it
know
is
a
so
lot
hard
of stuff.
To hear you over the mirror. I'm sorry.
I get it. Not even the best song on the album. All right, listen.
Okay, yes.
What's the latest on Hurricane Ian? I know this is kind
serious.
Of a hard turn.
No. Serious. Shout out, prayers to everybody in Florida right now. So even the Dolphins, they moved up their flight to Cincinnati a day earlier, and they're in Miami. So Tampa Bay, as of now, Sunday's game is still technically scheduled in Tampa. They're going to host the Chiefs. But the NFL, I reached out to the NFL and the Bucks. The Bucks, honestly, as of last night, they're sort of like, we'll see. We don't even know. I think Thursday is when the hurricane is supposed to get really bad in Tampa. So they
it's
have to
Wednesday.
Get through that.
And why are they going down to Miami? Why are they going further south?
Well, so in Miami, it's rain and heavy wind. But it's supposed to, I think it's Central Florida is where it's the strongest, right?
Yeah.
And so the Bucks checked in with the Bucks. They're fine in Miami. but it's a wait and see. And there's still some potential. Maybe the game's played in the Midwest, like where the Vikings are. They're supposed to play in London. So there's some. The NFL has some contingency plans, but right now they're sort of monitoring the eye of the storm and talking to state and local officials to as we get closer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Where would they play? What location is part of that contingency plan?
Yeah, just a neutral site. The chatter that I hear is Minnesota. I'm not sure how many other potential sites there are, but Minnesota was the one that I heard.
Let's go out Midwest for a second and talk about the Kansas City Chiefs.
So yeah,
we saw that little spat between Eric Bieniemy and Patrick Mahomes before the half, and their loss last week to the Colts. But what's been the sentiment around that organization since the loss to the Colts?
So I covered that game. After the game, Patrick, you know, Andy Reid, they all downplayed it. I think I wasn't as upset about the spat. I mean, I never played, but I feel like in situations like that, you're a player, you're a competitor, you want to go for it all the time. So it didn't necessarily bother me. I think now that we know they've lost and you see that they still have issues with in short yardage situations, they're punting more often than we're used to seeing. The fake punt and the special teams miscues. This is a team that has confidence, but even Patrick said after the game, I thought it was interesting, people were asking about the growing pains with this new offense, and he was like, I don't really care about growing pains. Like, when I step on the field, I expect to win. We knew that losing Tyreek Hill was going to be an issue, but it never seemed insurmountable. I think the last 2 weeks against the Chargers on short rest and then against the Colts, the Chiefs were really beating themselves. I don't think that's going to be something that we have to worry about.
No, I don't think so, Kimberly. I think because in week one, we sure was.
Yeah, we were probably, Tyreek,
right?
What?
We wasn't worried. Yeah, Tyreek who? And then week two, they won. When you lose, everything is,
it gets magnified.
Magnified. Mm-hmm. Their defense is actually playing really good football. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not worried about them much, probably like Patrick Mahomes, but I'm not on the team. You know, I'm just a guy sitting there looking at it and talking about it. When you talk about teams having opportunities, who has a better opportunity right now? The Green Bay Packers or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to get to a Super Bowl? Or better yet, here, I'll do it this way. Who will win the Super Bowl, their next Super Bowl first, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
You know what? I can't, unlike Max, I can never bet against Tom Brady. I will never make that mistake.
Hope you've learned your lesson.
Yes, Max made that. Yeah, he learned it for all of us. No, I am somewhat concerned about the Bucs because when you watch their offense, it's just so, it just looks kind of stale and just lackluster, right? But they are missing so many guys.
Yeah.
They didn't have Evans. Godwin, you need him. Obviously, Rob Gronkowski not being there.
Yep.
And still holding out hope that he'll change his mind and come back at some point. With the Packers, this is what it is. Like, these are the receivers. This is what Aaron Rodgers has. I think at least with Tampa Bay, you know that reinforcements are coming
the
line. I think Tampa Bay has a better roster. It's just a matter of health to me.
What about, because Key makes the point that the young guys are getting, you know, he anticipates they'll get better. Christian Watson was out
Romeo
this week.
Dobbs.
Romeo Dobbs, who everyone's
well.
Impressed
yeah.
by,
yeah.
who's playing well. It seems to me that Rodgers has been trying to coach them up any which way possible through the media, in addition to whatever's behind the scenes. Their optimism there about the young guys?
Yeah, and I think even if there wasn't right now, it's still early. And this is the trade-off. If you're going to be okay letting Davante Adams go, you have to take the lumps. The early growing pains with new receivers, this is what it is. And I think what gives you confidence is Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback.
Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, First Take, Her Take podcast, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We were talking yesterday. I think this is a consensus between all of us that we feel that Lamar Jackson, as of right now, is the MVP of this league. What I said yesterday was that, okay, I get it. I want to see him against the defense of the Bills. And this game coming up that you're going to be covering, actually, right?
Well, you need to see him against the Bills, but go ahead.
Because I think the Bills have one of the best defenses in the league. And I want to, as this MVP race continues, we're talking about I have Josh Allen as second right now. I think it's a back and forth. All right, what are your expectations for that game? considering
yeah,
so how depleted
this,
the
yeah,
Ravens
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is the game I have. I'm really excited. What's interesting is the Bills have a great defense, except their secondary's banged up. Tre'Davious White's still not back. Micah Hyde, done. Jordan Poyer has been injured. You know, so when you look at the Bills, I don't think what we saw. I don't think what we saw against the Dolphins. Like the Bills are another team that just sort of shot themselves in the foot over and over and over again. I expect Lamar to continue doing what he's been doing, which is being himself. Like not forcing. Like, oh, I need to show you that I can be accurate. I can show you that I got an arm. It's like we know that. Take what the defense gives you and then make them pay for it. You know, like use your legs when you need to. Be that explosive. He is the most exciting guy on a football field whenever he's there. But I will say with Josh Allen, when I talk to defensive players about Josh and Lamar, the thing that they say about Josh Allen is he plays like a running back. He is not looking to get out of bounds. He is looking to truck you. That's the challenge with taking down a Josh Allen because he's going to fight for that extra yards and he's got the body for it. Lamar, a different cat. You might not be able to catch him.
Hey, Kimberly, I want to get back to what you just like. I don't want to gloss over that. Have you been hearing that Lamar has felt pressure to prove he can beat you from the pocket and therefore whether or not, like if Belichick's going to make you beat him from the pocket, then beat him from the pocket. And he rushed for 107 yards too. But my point is, does what you're saying that he feels pressure to prove something regardless of the defensive look?
His entire, when you go into that Ravens locker room, when you talk to guys as I have over the last few years, when you talk to his teammates, they talk about how Lamar always has blinders on, but he's not deaf. You know what I mean? Like, he hears the chatter. And I talked to Rashad Bateman last week heading into their game, and he had said, you know, Lamar consistently from high school to college, getting into the NFL, like, he has constantly heard reasons why he can't do something. So it may not be, oh, this week I'm going to show Bill Belichick that it may not be that, like, but it's in him, that competitor in him, as he fights to get a contract that he thinks he deserves. Every week he knows that people are – I've never seen a guy I've never seen a guy dogged by the yeah but.
But the yeah but though, Kimberly, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Max, you said that he feels this pressure about throwing from within the pocket, people trying to make him do that. That's a narrative. If you go back and you look at him all the way from college to where he is today, he's always thrown from the pocket. Hollywood Brown was out there fumbling and dropping and couldn't catch.
No, I understand that. What I'm asking is, based on what Kimberly said, wondering is, is he in a position, does he feel, like you're saying now, Kimberly, he's just taking what the defense gives him. But in the past, was he looking to force it sometimes from the pocket to prove the naysayers wrong?
I don't know if it's a in the moment, I have to prove people wrong, but I think the chatter is always there. And I think that's why he spent so much time away from the team in the offseason better.
Well, he could always switch to receiver if this doesn't work out.
Or running back. Every single quarterback, though, maybe there's a Justin Herbert who looked a certain way coming in and it looks, oh, my God, but he has Keenan Allen,
Mike Williams.
It's a huge difference opposed to a guy like Lamar who has nothing.
He's never had a number one receiver, and people hoping Bateman could do
and
that.
So
well, look how Jalen Hurts is, too, this year, right?
Yeah, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
You're going to grow. We all grow at every single position.
Yeah.
Your first year, you're one way. Second year, third year. By the time you get to your fourth year, you're going to jump
As
off the charts.
As defenses adjust, you need to
adjust.
Counter-adjust.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's on pace for 68 touchdowns. I think Lamar hits 60 this year like Aaron Judge. You know, in a contract year. And I think that's going to be a big national story. Can he have 60 total touchdowns? And right now it's 10 through the air, 2
Kimberly
on the ground and counting.
Wait, Kimberly, I need your expert advice. Yes. So Buffalo on the road is a 3-point favor. Should I take it or should I not?
You know what gets me? Lamar has been the underdog at home 3 different times. The last 2 times he's beaten those teams that were favored against him. I don't know. I like the Ravens at home, to be honest.
Okay.
I like the Ravens to win the Super Bowl still. Okay. How do you like that, everybody?
Don't judge me if I don't.
Thank you, Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire. First Take podcast.
Ways, Kimberly, you're fine.
After getting a big Week 3 win over the Chiefs, guys, have Matt Ryan and the Colts finally turned a corner? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Now, fellas.
Black Rob. Whoa.
Fellas. Stephon Gilmore
is
well.
Bad boy or something going on around here?
Yeah. Gilmore got that Black Rob intro.
Our next
okay.
guest is, whoa. Huh. Stephon Gilmore, Indianapolis Colts corner, Super Bowl champion, five-time Pro Bowler, is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Stephon, I got to ask you right off the bat, man. Who would get the best of each other? Would you get the best of Keyshawn Johnson or Keyshawn Johnson get the best of you?
Come on, man. What type of question is
I'm
that?
I'm just asking.
I like myself, man.
Ooh, yeah, you okay. Should you should bet on yourself. Why
see,
not?
I just wanted to create that energy right there.
And Key, you agree, right?
But I know Keyshawn made plays back in the day. I know that for sure, but I like myself.
As I would tell anybody, you ain't going to be out there by yourself. You're going to always have somebody shade that way. I don't give a damn what they tell you. You're going to turn around, look at the safety and go, point to him. You know what y'all do, Stephon. You point over and make sure he got your back. You know, man, watch out. Watch my back.
I don't do that.
Ooh, see? Oh, I love it. Yeah, I wish I could see it.
Jay stirring it up.
Oh,
no,
come
it's,
on,
it's
man.
All good.
This
it's
is what
good.
We do. This is what athletes do.
Let me tell you something, Max. I ain't never been shut out. Ever.
Mm-hmm. Never.
What do you think about that, Stephon?
Ever. I done had a catch in every single game I played in, and I always drew the top corner. Mm. Always. And the top safety.
See, Steph, that's where you got to get in because, you know, Key just, you know, he'll just keep
He's
going
He's saying
now.
The corner's not enough.
He'll keep going.
He's saying the corner's not enough.
It's going to never be enough. And Stephon Gilmore is legit as they come.
See, Steph, he tried to build you up. I don't like it.
So I'm going to say Champ Bailey, you played against Champ Bailey.
I done played against all of them. All of them, Stephon. All of them. And you know, I'm going to always get mine, but ballers going to get ballers game, recognized hey. Game, and I certainly recognize your game. Thoughts on the game against the Chiefs and how well y'all was able to just kind of, I don't know, squeak out that W despite in the beginning not looking so great?
I think we had a great game plan going into the game, and I think as a team, we knew you know, we respected the game plan, and we was gonna come out and, you know, play the game plan to the best of abilities. And I think our players, you know, was up for the challenge after the first 2 weeks didn't go our way, to go against a team like the Kansas City Chiefs and show everybody that, you know, we're a good team and what we're capable of.
You know, Stephon, and look, I kind of know the answer. I'm going to ask you anyway. Not having Tyreek Hill on the field for Kansas City, did it feel different? Did it feel different having to not be able to worry about the vertical stretch game like that?
He's Tyreek Hill. You know, anytime he's on the field, you know, he can take a 2-yard pass into a 60-yard touchdown, you know, so definitely, if you know him on that team, it changes the way you can, you know, play him a certain type of ways. But I think Pat Mahomes is a great quarterback. You know, he can make, you know, most players look good. But for sure, Tyreek Hill definitely changes the way you can play the game.
Stephon, we had Dan Graziano on with us yesterday, who does a lot of great work for us here at ESPN. We're having a spirited conversation about the division in the AFC South. And you know, watching Matt Ryan for the last couple of games, granted, got the win, like, not really evoking a lot of confidence there. If you're looking at the AFC South overall, who would you say is the best team? Are the Jags the best team in that division?
No, I don't think you can say it's still early in the season. You know, a lot goes on into the season, still a lot of football left. You know, of course you want to start fast, but, you know, you want to be playing your best ball, you know, these upcoming weeks, you know, and, you know, nobody knows that right now. That's why we play the game. You know, you can have that team that come out and nobody ever thought about that, that can make a run. So I think nobody knows that answer right now.
Meantime, the AFC South is, would you say, what do you think about the South so far now going into week 4?
I think, you know, it's a lot of talent. I think, you know, we have to prove that whoever's going to win the South, that's who's going to win it. And I just think, you know, it's physical football teams. That's one thing I know. It's a lot of run, a lot of play action, you know, old school ball. And I think it's going to be a good opportunity to show, you know, who's the best in the South.
Seems like there's a new player there too, right? You know, like it's no longer a two-team race. It seems the last several years it's been Colts, Titans, and now you got some company with the Jags.
Yeah, for sure. You know, they got a good football team. You know, they, you know, have some top picks You know, the quarterback is playing well. So I think, you know, they got a good football team, but I like our team also. You know, we got to, you know, we're putting some good things on tape, and we're just going to get better as the season goes along. We just got to find a way to get wins, you know, as we get better.
How does this organization differ from some of the other organizations that you've been in? How, you know, New England, Buffalo, Carolina?
I think it's a great organization. You know, the owner is great, head coach great, GM. You know, it's great people around the organization. You know, and I think they give you every access to anything you need to, you know, be able to perform on the field, whether that's taking care of your body, you know, or film or anything like that. So I think it's top class organization, and I'm happy I got to experience it.
No, you did. Now what you got to do when you go over to the facility this morning, I want you to walk in to Frank Reich, and I want you to ask him who to put in that work, Keyshawn and myself. That's what I want you to ask him, because, you know, Frank was my quarterback. he was one of my QBs, early on, my rookie year. He was my quarterback at the New York Jets. He taught me a lot, though, man. He really helped me out. But I want you to ask him and see what he say, and then hit me up and let me know.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him.
What I'm taking away from this interview, Key, is that you just told Stephon Gilmore that he would need safety help with you.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what just happened.
Oh, absolutely.
And he said absolutely not.
Absolutely. Him, Jalen Ramsey. Who else?
No way.
Him, Jalen Ramsey. Who else is out there that they say the dogs? See, no. Patrick Peterson.
No.
It's all them. Hell.
Tell him, Gamora, this is what makes athletes great. It's always called irrational confidence.
Diggs.
Irrational
Diggs.
Confidence.
That's one thing. Being irrational.
That's one thing I wish this new era of players could play like some of the older players. I wish we can go back in time and see how that worked.
And then, hey, look, Stephon, then in the running game. Oh, my God. Ooh, in the running game, I'd have had you over there drinking out the water buckets.
You think so?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So you say you used to block good.
Block?
Yeah, T's built like a tight end.
Now, don't fall in.
You said the words. You said the words.
Stephon?
That wasn't meant to be a slight.
You said the words tight end. You can't say that around Key.
Tony Gonzalez over here. What do you mean?
Don't fall into the little man's trap. That's all I'm going to tell you.
It's fine.
Don't fall into the little man's trap. No, I'm thicker.
Okay. You're like Rob Gronkowski. It's okay.
He said you're like a Mark Bavaro type.
No, I'm thicker now than I was when I played. There's no question about it. But Stephon Gilmore is a, you know.
Yeah,
great play. Beast, man.
Best of luck, Stephon. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it. Thank y'all for having me.
All right,
that's Indianapolis Colts cornerback, Super Bowl champion, and 5-time Pro Bowler Stephon Gilmore.
Here's this little dude over here talking.
You see, I would have had him drinking from the water. Just wrong?
By the way,
that's the
button on Key, man, is tight end.
Oh, he's a tight end.
Because Jay.
Ah, little guy.
Jay act like, Jay swear I'm like 6'5", 280.
What are you walking around at?
245. Why are you looking at me, man?
What are you walking around at?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 195.
I'm not playing weight. How is it that we weigh almost the same thing?
I'm not playing weight. That's what my playing weight was.
Damn. Yeah, me too.
I don't give a damn.
I'm just playing. That's what I mean. I'm just playing about my.
I'm like, I'm never going to be 130.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen.
30 half of you.
In your prime, what was your weight? Like at your best, your peak.
It was your
best. I'm always fluctuate between 210 and 220.
220.
Yeah,
that's legit.
And
that's
the net.
But you hear that number and you're like, okay, you see that on the field, that looks different.
When an athlete comes in on a certain weight, they look 30 pounds bigger than they are because it's muscle.
Let Key dab you up with his hands and you see like, oh, all right.
Look, guys, with Mac Jones expected to miss multiple games, and remember how tough he is, because anyone else, they'd have had surgery already. That's according to the sources. Jay, that's what they said. Is this season already a disaster for the Patriots?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
So tell him, Norrie.
Mac Jones, guys, is expected to miss multiple games. Remember when we were talking about quarterbacks, who in the end you got the pom-poms for, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we all claim multiple dudes. We all have that one, right? But we claim multiple dudes. I had Mahomes, you had Rodgers, and Jay, you had who?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. But I also love Herbert and Burrow and Lamar.
No, I said Josh Allen yesterday.
You also love these guys. When it comes to, Jay, when it comes to rappers, I got the pom-poms for Norrie.
All day.
All day. The pom-poms Norrie. For Norrie.
On the run, eating.
He when he came out,
it don't sound right. Don't come sound out right your mouth, man.
Well, no, it don't sound right. Well, you can't say the whole thing, obviously.
Your cadence just.
Let me tell you.
Well, the cadence has to change. Damn it, it can't be.
Do you remember the first time you ever heard him? Do you I remember the first time I heard him. Who's this? Off of Stick You, which was one of the singles off of War Report. But Stick You probably was on a mixtape before anything else. I was like, who is this dude?
Is that what you think about Belichick, too, the first time you heard him?
Well, before we even play Belichick, he's going to be asked about the latest with Mac Jones. You're going to hear the question, too. This is from Monday's presser. But before we even hear him, I'd like to hear him first. What's he going to say? What do you think? How's Mac Jones doing, Coach?
Well, he's doing great.
He invented vocal fry, Bill Belichick.
What does doing great mean?
Well, I'm not a doctor. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get nothing.
Here is Bill Belichick. You're going to hear the question. You're going to hear his answer.
Based on the information you do have, do you anticipate him being on injured reserve?
Mike, I just answered that question.
I know you have some information. I know you're getting more information, but I suppose based on what you have right now.
Yeah, and until we get more information, I'm not going to speculate wildly on what it would or wouldn't be.
I'm not going to speculate wildly on what it wouldn't be.
Mike getting the question. Mike's not afraid to ask the question, though.
Who's better in interviews, Bill Belichick or Greg Popovich?
Bill Belichick.
You think? Yeah. I don't know, man. Pop gets irritated very quickly.
But Belichick, there's a little humor in it with Pop.
Well, with Pop, yeah.
Yeah. Belichick isn't – he doesn't get annoyed like that. Like, he doesn't attack the reporters. He just gives you nothing. You already know what you're getting. You're gonna get a small little word, and that's it. And then they're gonna ask him another question. He's gonna give you another
Belichick's up there going, look, I'm required to do this song and dance.
Yes. Yes.
So here we go. Popovich is like, I'm gonna give you the business a little bit, and I'm gonna do it to amuse myself.
Yeah, Belichick never snaps at reporters. He never snaps at them. He just doesn't give them anything.
Yeah, but Pop doesn't snap because he always does it in a very like dry humor type way.
Yeah.
Like he says it seriously, but he's
Popovich, when he talks, you could see he's a great dude. You could see he's a great dude.
When you go in.
But Belichick gives you the impression like, I am required to do this with you.
That's the reason why I'm doing it.
That's why I'm doing it. We both know what this is.
And
we all know what it is.
You're not getting anything, so why are you even in this room? You already know when you walk into that press room, they ain't give you nothing.
And Popovich is there going, I'm required to do this, so I might as well have some fun while I'm doing it. And he's amusing himself by taking shots. With Brian Hoyer expected to start, FPI gives the Packers an 89.4% chance to beat the Pats.
That's
the most lopsided matchup in any game this season. But let me ask you something, Key.
No, 89% for Green Bay.
Oh, no, I was going to say Brian Hoyer isn't like
what would
Cooper
it have been
Rush?
With Mac Jones? Why would it fall off that much?
That's what I was about to say. Well, did it fall off that much?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Or was it already there?
Yeah, it was actually 90% with Mac Jones. Right. Yeah.
Look, I think it for me, in my eyes, in Bill Belichick and company, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, I would be shocked, but I wouldn't be shocked that New England would win the game still. Even with Mac Jones or Brian Hoyer, because they're not going to change. It's basically
that's
the same thing.
That's why we have
you
Brian
just
Hoyer.
Get a little bit older guy, but it's essentially the same thing. In fact, I would argue with some that Brian Hoyer and what they do may be better
at this moment.
At this moment, than Mac Jones.
Maybe
is.
Not 2 years from now, but right now it is rational. It is logical to think that Brian Hoyer could be a little better than Mac Jones at this moment.
He's been around the organization longer than Mac Jones has.
Yes. Yeah, but he's also
that's what I'm saying. You understand it. You understand what Bill Belichick wants.
Yeah, I don't know why Mac you don't Jones, get this, Jay.
And Mac Jones, it wasn't like Mac Jones. I know he had a great completion percentage and all that, and he went to the Pro Bowl, all that. I get all that. But it wasn't like Mac Jones was Justin Herbert out there.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's just he was going to throw a screen. He was going to dink and dunk, get the football. He was going to make all the right plays that they're asking him to make last year with Josh McDaniels. This year, he looked like Daniel Jones out there half the time. Mm-hmm. You know? So I don't know that they are worse off with Brian Hoyer at the quarterback position.
He's not Justin Herbert. He's just involved barely in the offense is what it looks like. More
like
Justin.
I just don't
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, he just, you know, Mac Jones is, I mean, like, come on, man. Like,
I think Mac Jones could turn out to be a good quarterback. He's not there yet. He's not serviceable right now.
No, and everybody was packaging him up last year because he played good as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a Pro Bowl, whatever that's worth, and they went to the playoffs. And they dink
rank the Alabama quarterbacks right now. Rank them right now. Alabama quarterbacks right now.
Oh, geez.
Hurts 1, Tua 2, Mac Jones 3, right?
Yeah.
Is those are the only three that's in the league?
Well, I mean, those are the three that just came out recently.
Yeah. That's probably how it would go.
Yeah.
Key, who would do a better – who would do the gritty dance better, Mac Jones or Max Kellerman? What do you think? Have you ever seen Max do the gritty?
I haven't seen.
And you
Mac
won't
Jones
see it either.
And you will not see it. And you will not see it.
I haven't seen Mac Jones do it. I don't
I'm gonna show it to you.
Okay.
They call it the McGritty.
The McGritty.
The McGritty.
He got
Mac
a lot. Gritty. He got a lot of nicknames.
Yeah,
that made me hungry just now.
He said that Jones was the Yankee Doodle.
He said, you know, when I say something don't sound right, wait until you see this. It don't look right.
Yeah, he look.
He's very tough. Very tough. It was reported. Sources told Shefty that most other players would have surgery by now. But not Mac Jones. Not necessarily.
What
Mac
you call
Jones.
Yates is not called the gritty. It's called
the
Yankee Doodle.
He was doing the Yankee Doodle.
That's all I can.
Really trying to fit in, huh? Is that what he was doing?
I think Mac Jones is going to be good when all is said and done.
I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah, me too.
They got to get the offensive coordinating situation right.
Hey, should the Giants think about trading Saquon now that he's reestablished value? I'm just asking the question, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.